Hey, what's poppin'? It's Drew and Mike Show, taking you into the weekend in the DealsNadee.com studios. Hopefully you're checking out DealsNadee.com because all our Zot dealerships are now open for business. Bentley's back at work, etc., etc. I think today will probably be another trip around the United States of assholes. I think we need to secede. I think the normal people should secede from the assholes. Is there some way we can do that?
They're too infiltrated. They're all over the place.
I know, you're right. It's just stunning. Today seemed especially assholic to me.
Sure.
Anybody else feel the same way as you were running around?
Yeah.
Your?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
The assholes are really active today.
A riot. Or protest.
You know, that's really funny you said that, because I saw somebody talking about how CNN keeps referring to Minneapolis as protests, and they said, that's not a protest. They're looting and rioting. And so I had CNN on, and sure enough, they were calling it a protest. And I think later on they said it had devolved into something else, but I mean, even that is the business of checking networks to see what. I guess I'm the asshole on that one, but it is an interesting bit of nomenclature there, or a choice of verb. And it was true. And Fox News, by the way, was not shy about calling it a riot and saying people were looting.
Of course not. The looters, by the way, one of them was leaving the Target store with about 5 boxes of cereal under his arm. I was like, I didn't think that was the best choice for looting from Target.
Maybe he got there late.
There were not a ton of white people in Target that I saw, but I saw one carrying paper towels out.
Well, they're hard to get lady. Now.
Yeah. Oh, that was that lady with the like weird blonde hair?
I think she had dark hair. I think she was dressed all in white, I believe.
Well, then there were two
not
white people.
Not good looting
color.
But yeah, it was quite a mess. And Facebook Live, by the way, brought to you by deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the code DREW15 at checkout to get 15% off your entire order of Death Wish Coffee. And that's deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Yeah, what a mess in Minneapolis and other places, too. They had people doing hands across America, across the highway in Los Angeles, stopping traffic. And I saw that one cop car. I don't know if you guys saw the video. Yep. I mean, they're just beating the shit out of this car.
And he got out of there.
And busting the windows. And, yeah, he kind of squirrels out of there. But scary. And
so they were protesting Minnesota, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know, rule number one with protests, don't block traffic. They were blocking both. Well, not that there's as much traffic now, but they're blocking both sides of the 101.
I don't think anybody was messing with them too much.
No.
But yeah, it's not cool. It made me think of what's that sound? Every look, what's going on?
No.
Paranoia strikes deep. But you know,
I mean, in the age of, you know, Twitter and having a cell phone, we did get to see a lot of videos. I mean, we got to see that Target just get demolished with probably, I don't know, 800 different videos. I saw the best video I saw was the what appeared to be an old woman in a chair stabbing people, and then she was getting punched. And then
hold on. Was she stabbing people?
I mean, from what I saw, it looked like she was doing a little couple thrusts here and there. But
oh yeah, she was thrusting. Then, but I honestly, because that's what. You know, I read the comments underneath, which were incredible to me.
She's only 30 years old and she can walk.
Yeah, she can walk. So she's just a fake lady in a fake wheelchair and she's stabbing people. Well, she didn't stab anyone because no one is walking around bloody from being stabbed. She's getting attacked and she actually stupidly.
I saw her get hit with a fire extinguisher in the face.
Oh, yeah. No. And there was a chick that beat her from behind. I mean, just punched her head like 4 times. And there was a black guy.
I saw a video of her walking. Oh, then she walked.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But generally speaking, Well, maybe they all knew that she could walk. Maybe they knew the wheelchair was fake. Mm-hmm. but if I were her, I would have gotten out of there on foot if I could. She was blocking the door from people leaving with stuff. Now, I don't know why she was doing that. And honestly, I wonder.
What are you referring
to? Did anybody wonder if she was challenged in some way?
Well, I wondered she that because she was right. in a wheelchair.
Well, yeah, maybe age. It wasn't wheelchair accessible.
Well, I assumed she was challenged.
Bagel's here.
Should we call Terry's cousin to get comment on the story?
It's funny. That video, I saw that when I first was looking at your prep, Brandon, and I hadn't seen it. I was like, wow. And it was from yesterday, right?
Last night, correct.
Yeah. I was watching news from this morning and CNN and whatnot, and that was a great piece of video. Nobody ran it.
Yeah, it took a while to get out. I don't know why.
I mean, is anybody running it?
I wouldn't let anyone touch my chair.
Is anyone running it now?
I think it was the lead on, well, Inside Edition, but I swear I've seen it a couple times today.
Okay.
I can snap a bitch.
I didn't see it at all, and I thought, oh, well, maybe it's just not the right color, the person in the chair, she's white, so because it's, you know, it's not the provocative.
I don't think that would stop anybody from showing that video.
I wouldn't think so, but honestly, I didn't see it. Inside Edition, I would expect them to take a good piece of video.
It seemed like a diverse looting crowd, though, to me. The guys throwing the rock through the window, that dude?
I don't think I saw that.
Well, he's
it was on Inside Edition as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see a tremendous amount of diversity, but I did see some white people. And let's see. Let me check out the which is it? Whoa! Check out this fight, Brandon. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. In my prep, right?
And you know, here I watch it and I see a woman in a wheelchair who is an idiot for trying to stop people from looting. I mean, I don't even know. That's why I kind of thought she was mentally challenged. I thought no one would do that, especially not in a wheelchair. And she's getting jostled around, and the next thing you know, she's got this little knife in her hand, and somebody says, she's stabbing everybody, or she's stabbing people.
She's stabbing people. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, man.
She got a knife.
I have a severed at birth.
With?
See if I can find it. I swear I heard this person in the background.
Everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone.
That she's got a knife part.
Jennifer, get the mobs, okay. Man.
Well,
it's not cool.
She's not able to defend herself. And somebody's choking her, somebody's punching her. Somebody blows an entire fire extinguisher right in her face. Whoa. And so, you know, and then people are throwing shit at her, too, while this is going on. While this cloud of fire extinguisher stuff is floating around overhead, people are just firing stuff at her. It's absolutely, I don't think
but
there's.
It's but, the messenger, Drew. The messenger. Who is the one that posted this? Who is the one that spread this?
I don't know. I don't know. Who did?
It's a conservative guy named Andy Ngo.
Okay, I don't care. It's a video.
Since people hate him, it doesn't matter. He could put out somebody getting
you
shot.
You guys are injecting politics into this whole story.
How stupid is this? I mean, honestly, okay, I go back to, yeah,
both have injected politics into the story.
This is another extension of the United States of assholes, the fact that it matters who posted the video. The video is the video. So I'm reading the comments. Dear Rishich, she's 30 and she walks fine. She was there to loot like all the other people. You all hype, loud and wrong. Wheelchair Jenny got what she deserved. And then let's see. No, she was beaten, robbed, and got sprayed with fire extinguisher because she was stabbing people.
So we are officially busted.
Uh-huh. She did not stab anyone in that video.
Well, here's a video of her walking. If you look on your computer, there she is out of her chair walking towards people.
With a knife.
She's like 500 pounds. Is that why she has a chair?
Well, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if she can walk. I don't even care if she can walk. She was treated like a piece of shit. I mean, that was not humane treatment of anyone. And I'm not. I'm really not. I'd be intrigued to find out who the hell she is. And I'm surprised we don't even know yet. But
you shouldn't pick a fight with a mob, though. That's a those are bad odds.
No, I agree. But
it's her fault for that.
My point
30
is,
30 years old. She looks like Denny McClain. There's no way she's 30.
This is another example of people don't know the whole story other than.
No, so they're making it up.
So let's just focus on the fact that a person in a wheelchair got treated like shit.
Yeah. Really and by the way, if she, let's just say that she doesn't always need a wheelchair. She's very large. She's not, I don't think she's someone who can really defend herself against a big guy strangling her neck, because there's a big guy who is strangling her. There's also a woman behind her who is punching her repeatedly, and people, I mean, it's really bad. Anyway, so here's another response. This woman is seen on camera allowing non-black people to leave. This woman is 30 years old. She can walk. She stabbed black people on camera. This woman came to this space with the intent on murdering extremely harming black individuals. Really?
Now I scare too.
Let's see.
Hawk should be asked about how he feels about all this.
She showed up stabbing blacks to keep them out of the store, but allowed whites to walk by unbothered. Her name is Jennifer. She's 30. She walks perfectly fine.
I mean, who are these people? These are just people.
I have no idea who they are. There are people answering below the post. Let's see. This guy says, oh, for sure. This 100% seems like something that definitely happened, because anyone who believed this and had the means to do it would definitely be stupid enough to openly say it in an interview.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice. That I can tell you.
Imagine getting mad and thinking, let me go stab some people. So, you know, she is the horrific person. I'm stunned. I'm amazed you could watch this video and say, whoa, that lady, fuck her. She's horrible.
A
crowd has basically descended on her.
What are those comments from?
They're from underneath the video that Brandon sent.
Oh.
And they go on and on and on. Here's
back
someone
in
who,
1992, I looted like crazy in L.A.
It's awful how they can do that to an old woman in a wheelchair. What the fuck is wrong with people? Then the next guy goes, we got all up arms about the George Floyd situation. What makes this all right?
Did anybody comment this?
But that's just another challenge for the chair.
She's 30.
And then the person, you know, those people that come in who are sympathetic to this lady. But the woman isn't old and is 30 years old and isn't disabled. She got up and walked and she's stabbing people.
She's
so?
30.
The chair.
There's another video of her getting jacked around in front of the store. Did you see that one, Brandon?
Of her?
Yeah, they're jostling her around in her chair in front of the store. And by the way, there's no knife in her hand at this point.
There's so many videos of her. Ooh.
Yeah, she was a very... She apparently is very photogenic.
There's not really this one.
This, by the way, this is before that, because she doesn't have all the white shit on. No. Wait a second. Mark, is that the same lady?
Has to be. Right?
It's got to be. Yeah, that's the one.
Look what she's wearing.
Yeah, isn't that the same thing?
Maybe she brought a change of clothes.
Yeah, that's the same thing she's wearing. Absolutely, 100%. Okay. Red shirt underneath, like a black, being beautiful shirt underneath.
Wear that outfit again.
Boy, here's
you know, we didn't see the beginning of that audio, that video. I think here's the very beginning of it.
Let's see if Alisa Jordan has the smarts and self control to defeat the chair.
Oh, I guess we know her name now.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, Lisa Jordan.
Lisa Jordan.
Thank you, Trudy.
And
thank you for the support.
Do we know if she's a triathlete?
A triathlete?
Well, I mean, she went from being in a wheelchair to being walking perfectly fine and 30 years old.
Once again, none of that matters, because those assholes in the video didn't know any of this.
Do your research. She's 30. She was there to loot like all the other people.
Well, she might have been, but you get to beat the shit out of her?
She got what she deserved.
Which was what? These commenters don't know anything more than anybody else, and they weren't there either.
This is the insane world we live in. Hawk's really getting some nice one-liners in there.
Phil Frank says she was probably trying to lay a couple guys.
She may have been.
And one thing led to another.
I noticed, and I knew this would happen, the guy, Ahmaud Omari.
I've seen girls do this.
The guy who was killed by the two vigilantes in Georgia.
Yeah.
He, you know, the video comes out, oh, look at him. Look at how, you know, scary this guy is. And he's, the video is not terribly flattering to him, I wouldn't say. Let's just watch what happened to him there. He got murdered by two guys who had no business. I mean, they had no business stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole citizen's arrest argument, I'm going to lose my mind if I hear this anymore, because it's still going on. There are people trying to say, nope, that was a citizen's arrest. They had the authority to do it. And I think somebody...
That's going
to
be their defense, because they were deputized by they were
deputized? The what? Is this Mayberry?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I remember when...
is it Hazard County?
Gomer was deputized. Gomer and Warren. I don't know if anybody remembers Warren on Mayberry or Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got deputized. I think Andy was sick, and I forgot what happened to Barney. Maybe they were working under Barney. And...
Gosh, Zion.
That didn't work out so well.
Do you believe his voice? That's Gomer Pyle.
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police, to kiss my ass, you little bastard.
Maybe she wanted to lay a couple guys, and it got out of hand.
Oh, boy. Our friends at DealsInTheD.com and all four Zot dealerships are excited to start seeing customers and podcast listeners face-to-face or mask-to-mask. All Zot showrooms are set up with safety in mind, without losing any of the fun or excitement that comes with buying or leasing new or pre-loved vehicles. And of course, they got the 84 months of interest-free... 84 months interest-free? That's absolutely insane. And then there's, let's see, well below $200 a month. No payments up to 6 months. Are you listening yet?
I'm listening.
I got to believe
I'm
there's pent-up demand. And if you have put off your lease a little longer than normal, then, hey, call Anthony, 248-215-5151. Ask for Bentley. Bentley's been busy, too.
Has he?
Yeah, he has been busy.
He's been busy in the email.
Oh, yeah, he was busy today. It seemed to me there was some very smart-assy stuff coming through email.
How about coming back to him? Someone called him a pussy.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Well, and why was he called a pussy?
Because he was telling a story on email about the time two police pulled guns on him.
Oh, yeah.
And how he didn't fight back or do anything.
He's very upset. Call Anthony, 248-215-5151. Set up an appointment with our friends at Zot Ford. And, of course, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota. Still offering home and office delivery if you prefer to stay home and stay safe. And deals continue to remain rock solid with lease payments well below $200 a month. I mentioned 84 months interest-free. No payments up to 6 months for some people. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Is that the worst treatment of somebody in a wheelchair since Doyle kicked the bandmate out of his house?
Wait. I said, get out of my house.
Doyle was in the wheelchair.
No, Doyle is
Doyle Bramwell Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He gets kicked. Oh.
And he starts shoving the guy in the door in Sling Blade.
We don't need to practice, Randy.
The songwriter.
Yeah.
The guy, right.
I think he wrote
Randy,
the lyrics.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the lyricist.
The big guy.
Hawk was right. It was Randy.
Man, Hawk is on fire today. What's going on with Hawk?
Yeah, haven't heard from him in a while.
What do we have on the Hall Financial Hotline? Anything going on?
We can call that busy number that Brandon gave 100% to. That's kind of one for the week that we're determined to make work.
Nobody can be on the phone for 3 days.
I really haven't seen anything new because it's all been this you know, rioting and protesting. I know this story. That the internet is obsessed with
is right really now. Crazy. And honestly, when I thought I was done with it, then it was like, oh, this and this and this, and
it's going to go on for a few days.
But I mean, there's so many little sidebar stories too.
And no one's wearing masks.
Actually, I did see people wearing looters wearing masks. There were looters
wearing
masks.
Did they loot for them? And then
not
put them
most
on?
Of them, okay. But there were, and also.
Well, what if there's a super spreader in that group?
Well, then the non-mask wearing people, I don't know. They'd have to be sitting around for a couple weeks.
I don't think the looters were wearing the masks to be safe, though. Maybe the looters were wearing the masks too.
Hey, in case anybody wonders, they were taking the temperatures of the looters before they went in. So I don't think we have as much to worry about as some people say.
Definitely, we're not socially distancing. You know who did have a mask on? The double murderer who has since been caught. The University
he had
of
a Kentucky. Mask on.
He had a mask on in the surveillance video at the you know, the convenience store that he was at before they busted him. He had a mask.
So he's worried about COVID.
Yeah, well, or he just doesn't want to get caught.
What happened to that guy? This is the weirdest story.
He got caught.
I know. I mean, what happened to him? What made
this
guy?
He left a message behind in his dorm room. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
So it was something about snapping just like Adam Lanza did because, of course, this kid, this guy.
He's an incel. Yeah.
What's that, Trudy?
An incel.
He's an incel.
Incel strike again. I thought I heard something to that effect. Yeah.
Well, he's from.
I look at him and I could believe that he never gets laid.
He had a girlfriend, maybe not, but he is from Newtown, Connecticut, which right around the corner from Sandy Hook. So I think that's why he invoked Adam Lanza in his scribbling. I also heard a member of his family was talking about all the mental problems he had. And they're like, what mental problems? Because you're thinking, what, schizophrenia, maybe? Something like this, or bipolar? He was depressed, and he had anxiety.
Like 35% of the country right now.
Mm. Exactly. And not to lessen those two things, because they can be very, very serious, but I think a lot of times people can use them as an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, quite often. When you're murdering people, I don't think that'll suffice for them. David Hall would love to take care of you, though, if you need a refi on your house, if you want to save some money, as people have saved really substantial money month after month after month, year after year. It adds up. It's a smart thing to do. And if you haven't done it, why not give it a try? This is what people who are watching their financial welfare do. They call Hall Financial. They go to davidhallmortgage.com/DrewandMike. Or they go to our website and they click on Hall Financial, fill out the online form. They get back to you soon, or call 248-308-5000. They have lower payments, better options, more personal attention. If you haven't done it in the last year, they'd love to get a call from you to see if they can help you, because they might be able to. They got over 1,500 five-star reviews. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. Say what? Okay. Next person up in the United States of assholes is the guy, and here's another, this is a crazy story. There's a guy in
the guy I know
in Minneapolis who, okay, the story goes, this is when I first read it. It was the lead story in the Daily Mail. He called the police on black people working out in his gym because he said they were not allowed to use the gym because they didn't work there. And the video is really dumb.
Why is this gym open right now during COVID?
Hey, that's a good question.
It's a private gym, right?
It's a private gym for the building. But turns out they have a WeWorks connection, and they start letting the WeWorks people use the gym.
Oh.
And
why is WeWorks open aside from COVID?
Yeah.
Don't know. Anyway, he's been kicked out of the building. He worked for a hedge fund or something. He's some hoity-toity gig.
Good.
Been tossed out. But
get out of here.
As the day wore on, he tells his story, which was that he didn't call 911. He called the building manager because they had received memos that unauthorized people were using the gym. And the one guy who was there when he arrived opened the door for the four others. So he thought he was letting his friends in. But meanwhile, he is international news as a white person calling the police on black people. However, he did not technically call the police. And I don't think this story is as bad as it sounds, but I think he's a busybody.
Yeah. Well, clearly.
As are most of these people.
Can we stop filming people?
Yeah,
no one cares about the whites.
I'm Tom Austin. I'm a tenant in the building. Are you?
We're all tenants in this building.
What office?
Okay, he's a dick already because
this guy came accusing us we can't be here.
What office are you in?
Don't worry about that. We don't have to tell you anything.
You're going to say that to the boss's face?
I'm calling that one.
Ooh!
As you guys can see, we're dealing with racism here.
He said he was going to call 911.
Yes, he said he was going to.
No wonder people thought he called 911.
Yeah. He called the building manager.
Call 911!
I see this racism here.
So, I think when they say, we're in an office, and he says, what floor are you on? You know, at that moment, it's like, you know what? You're already a dick. Mm-hmm. But what the fuck?
Can't he just report them behind their back?
Yeah.
I mean, why, I was thinking why about this. Right to their face then and there. Why does it matter anyways? There's plenty of space in that gym.
You will never see me in one of those videos.
No.
Not because I'm not a racist, but because, and I'm not saying I am a racist, but because I don't know. I don't have time for it. It's like, it's not my problem. I always think, you know what? Somebody's going to come in here and they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was really upset by it or these five people were dominating the gym, I would assume someone else would take care of it because there's always a busybody who just can't let well enough alone.
That's what a follower would say.
You're right. No, I'm a total pussy when it comes to it.
I don't even care, though.
I would not care if they were, you know, this guy's friends or they all worked in the building.
What does this guy have to gain?
But this guy's he's international news now, which I think is really dumb. But what he did was dumb, and I don't know. Maybe he's a racist, as they really label him a racist.
Can we all get along?
But you can stack it. You can stack this story with the other stuff happening in Minneapolis. You can stack this story with Ahmaud Arbery. You can stack this story.
Don't.
Well, I'm just saying people choose to stack those stories.
With which one, Brandon?
Ahmaud Arbery or the other
Ahmaud
protests.
Arbery. Yeah,
and,
right. No, they're all popular. They're all beloved stories. They have a certain narrative that is very popular. Gets lots of clicks. And I'll tell you the new lead story now, which has displaced the man calling the police, really his building manager, but he said he was going to call 911.
Did they call him Jim, by the way, or something like that? Like, what was...
I didn't notice.
Jim.
That's really good. That's funny. It's so stupid. It's funny. I love it.
There's a story now, the lead story, is Colin Kaepernick is popping off.
What an idiot.
And he is saying that sometimes the only move is revolution, and it is the logical reaction to the death of George Floyd. Because we have the right to fight back. What the fuck are you talking about?
I came across a column by someone, too, that's like, what do you expect about the rioting? Like, what do you expect? You know, these are just things. These aren't lives. And it's like, no, you're missing the bigger picture here. You're missing the bigger picture. There's a better way to get your point across than looting and rioting and breaking stuff. Because that's what people are going to focus on. Sorry if that's my privilege saying it, but that's going to totally ruin the point of what they're fighting against.
I feel like
they're going to lose people.
Just this insane microscope on certain things and no microscope on other things. And honestly, I thought anyone who saw this was pissed off about it. It's bullshit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, to say, okay, racism... The definition is broad brushing or judging one person by the color of their skin or suggesting that somehow you're less than. And I think when you broad brush all police as being racist, you're doing the same thing.
Sure.
Are those people, nobody would call the police after that happened? I think they would. So, I really feel bad for, you know, George Floyd's family, obviously, but I feel bad for cops. I mean, because these things, it's just like we've just fallen in love with these stories.
But whatever happened to we're all in this together? I mean, it's just divisive, and that's every, you know, divisive act is another nail in the coffin of the United States of asshole, I think.
Men and women created by the thing.
And it does become divisive because, you know, when the mayor says, you know, I want to apologize to the black community, I feel like you're making it worse because why don't you apologize to everyone?
The whole community.
Everyone's pissed. Nobody wants this. Oh, man.
I like the other person who's getting death threats in this whole situation is the 17-year-old girl who filmed it. Why is she getting death threats?
No, because there's so many assholes. I mean, you could be anyone in that story, and you'd be getting death threats. Anyone in that story.
I will say most
even
of them,
George Floyd's probably getting them.
Most of the people being mean to her on social media, so who cares? But she said they're mad that she didn't do more to help George Floyd, like physically stepping in and intervening. So you're telling me that 17-year-old that filmed it, who I believe was black based on the other camera angle, is going to run and tackle the guy with his knee on his neck? I don't think Jeremy Roenick would do that.
Is she being charged for murder like the guy who filmed Ahmaud Arbery?
Well, no, but that you know, we talked about that and way to connect the two again. But we don't know. We don't know what else. We don't know what else that guy did. I thought that was really weird that he was charged, but there must be more to it.
It's probably because of that haircut.
People are mad that she didn't like stop the guy from killing George Floyd. And they also think that she just wants clout or money or a payoff for filming it. She's like, I haven't sold it. I'm 17.
Oh, God.
What do you...
You know, wouldn't it be
they
nice...
They should be thankful she filmed it, really, right?
Yeah. No, she brought it to light. So I would think she'd be a hero in some ways.
Even though, did you notice on the security footage there were like 5 people filming it?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, because you see some people come late.
Well, it is kind of a shame that they couldn't all band together and do something. But
there are 4 cops, though.
No, I know. It's a mess. It's a terrible mess.
You didn't, you don't know at that moment that he's going to die. You just think you see.
Well, there's a bystander effect, too. You think someone's going to do something. It's that famous 1964 New York City murder where that woman was, I think, raped and murdered.
Kitty
Genovese?
Yeah.
Wait, Genovese? Is that a mob name?
Yeah,
or
she's in the family.
Yeah, and for 60 people saw it or heard her screams and nobody did anything.
Which that story, I think, is a little...
It's evolved over the years. Yeah. It sounds like it was bullshit.
Like a game of telephone, yeah.
Just the last episode of Seinfeld.
It's very similar, yeah. The Good Samaritan episode.
Oh, boy.
With John Burnett.
So did you guys see the other Inside Edition story about people squatting?
The video
in the most expensive houses in the Hamptons.
The video
of Inside Edition.
It looked hilarious because the squatter's getting out of his car. Next thing you know, Inside Edition with a 6-foot-long mic in his face.
So wait,
they just
entered a Hamptons mansion.
No, it's what we were talking about before.
They're not paying rent.
They're not paying rent, right?
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
In
and
this
they can't
case,
be evicted.
You know, there's incredible sympathy for renters. And in fact, there's a lot of people who are suggesting that no rent. In other words, don't anyone pay your rent because it's impossible right now because nobody can work and we should all not pay our rent just to sort of make a point.
Well,
I don't really understand
Cuomo said no evictions. I want to say till August. So people are like, fuck it, I ain't paying it.
Really? This shit costs more to your rent. My toilet costs more to your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more to your rent.
So they're going to reimburse all these,
no,
these landlords.
Of course not.
I mean that's ludicrous. How can you do that? Anyway, the people renting the place in the Hamptons. It seems to me that if they can't afford the rent at this mansion, shouldn't they go to one of the rent slashed places somewhere else? Because rents are diving. I mean, is that kind of bullshit to say? Well, I can't afford my $30,000 a month rent, so I'll have to stay here. I mean, it's a rather extreme case, isn't it?
It's total bullshit, but I wonder how many people would do exactly what they're doing.
But the right thing to do would be to move to a cheaper place rather than stay in a mansion
where you're
costing somebody
rent.
A shit ton of money.
The right thing to do is to pay,
pay your rent. If they indeed cannot pay their rent, which I don't believe, because they wouldn't be there in the first place.
New York City say a wave of squatters has moved in, refusing to pay.
Well, I guess they're moving in now, so you're right.
Since the pandemic, thousands of wealthy New Yorkers have been fleeing the stricken city, and many of them have headed east, moving into short-term rentals in the Hamptons where they can ride out the crisis. However, now many of them are apparently refusing to pay the rent.
This has been a complete nightmare for us, for our family, emotionally and financially. It's completely devastating.
Paula Rosado rented her beautiful three-bedroom home.
Oh, that's a nice place.
It is a nice place.
Hasn't paid rent. Rosado says the alleged squatter's 2 huge dogs have torn apart her house.
No.
The dogs have ripped up the backyard. The irrigation is ripped out of the yard and chewed.
Just look at the before and after. Her beautiful backyard, where her children love
Lovely.
To play, has been completely destroyed. Inside the house is even worse.
All of our rugs and couches are eaten and urinated on.
This video prior to renting out her home. Look
on the walls and the smell was terrible.
Filled with holes.
Oh,
there's broken windows.
That?
And she says the alleged
animals
is refusing to move out.
It's
so
horrific.
I noticed
really
your home smells of feces.
Police, but they tell her there's nothing they can
Look
do.
At that. Look at
no
Dick.
One can be evicted for non-payment of rent.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo
ridiculous.
Has banned all
that's
evictions in the wake
ridiculous.
Of COVID-19.
Mr. Davis?
Yeah, what's up? It may surprise you to learn that the alleged squatter, John
hey, what's
Davis,
up?
Is a
like cavalier attitude.
Agent who drives a Land Rover and brags about selling multi-million dollar estates.
What a
he refused to comment, and his lawyer asked us to leave.
I got no comments except get off of the grounds.
Okay. We're just completely heartbroken.
Hey,
all we want is
I
our house.
What a cocksucker.
An attorney for the alleged what? Squatter and says they're trying.
Oh, which one?
What
the,
a fucking,
the lawyer or
what
the
an
guy?
Asshole.
Their apartment is overrun with feces.
What?
The squatter has enough money to pay a lawyer to defend him, but he can't pay rent?
Yeah, and he's driving a Land Rover.
Okay, forget about the part about not paying rent. Why is he clearing up that house?
Well, no, I mean, that's reason enough to say, get the fuck out. Yeah. You are a menace, and your security deposit, bye-bye.
Get out of my house.
Fully Doyle was
what a cocksucker. But yeah, he like, you know, it doesn't matter how serious a situation C-19 is or anything like this. There's always people, again, it's the United States of assholes. There's always a lot of people who are going to game the system, who are going to say, oh, I'm unemployed. I'm the first to file. Thank God I'm getting my check. And actually, they're, you know, they're making money under the table somewhere, or they've got a job, or people that apply for, you know, giant you know, loans that may be forgiven or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're actually giant companies with thousands of employees when it's supposed to be 500 or less. I mean, we see it all over the place. People are always gaming the system. But this guy, not only is he acting like, I can't pay the rent with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. He's trashing a place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dick. And his lawyer's a dick.
And his dogs are kind of dicks, right? I mean,
yeah, the dogs are dicks too.
I mean, it's not really his fault for not training them better, but still, don't be a dick, dog.
I mean, nice wanting to live in a house where dogs are peeing everywhere too. It's not his house, so he doesn't have to worry.
No, he's probably not there half the time.
Oh, God.
He probably got it for his dogs.
You know, it's really weird. I was ready to.
What's
sort of,
up, dog?
I was ready to not like the guy, but I was keeping an open mind, and guess what set me off?
What?
Anybody?
His outfit?
No.
The dog's being
crazy. Land Rover?
The Land Rover. Thank you, Trudy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Land Rover.
Yeah.
It's ostentatious.
Speaking of scams, did you see the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency today said, hey, this is why it's taking some time getting all the unemployment out. There's apparently a massive scam going on in multiple states right now. Where people
fake Social Security numbers, right?
And they've just skyrocketed naturally because they fear they're not going to check up on stuff.
They don't have time to check up on stuff. You know what?
It's hitting Washington, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Florida.
I'm out of sympathy for these states who cannot process people.
Yeah.
It's been enough time. And for all the money they're spending in Michigan, by the way, I saw the breakdown today because Gretchen ran down the breakdown. We spent $8.5 billion on unemployment. We really can't get a bunch of people to answer the fucking phones? Really? Is that too much to ask?
No, because they probably have to enter the information on the same website that people can file on. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. Sometimes you need a human. There's just too much shit in the way. But and is it too much to ask? No, I don't think it is.
Well, there must be a reason they're not doing it. Do they not? I assume that honestly probably would have to enter in the same system.
Couldn't they just offer them help even if they can't enter it? Couldn't they have people answering phones to say, here's what would make this hurry up?
Maybe they can outsource it.
Really?
No. It would be nice. It would be nice to have people just talk other people through it and calm them down.
Exactly. Right? Or just have them.
He doesn't work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
Sit on the phone with them while they figure out what they've done wrong. Or.
Really?
I just think it's silly. It's crazy that these people, and I get email every fucking day about it, and I don't mean people. It makes me mad that people are just so worried about it, and rightfully so.
Here's another fun story about some scammers. Scam Medicaid out of $13 million. Busted today, out of state.
You messed up the wrong guy, okay?
I think I know in that story what's really going to piss you off about it, too.
All right.
Land Rover.
Look at it. Oh, uh-oh.
Kind of.
ERSI, Emergency Response Services. When it rains, they tend to get busy. So if you're prone to flooding and you have a basement like the Deals in the Deed Studios, it's always good to know who to call when you have water in the basement and maybe
Mother Nature.
maybe some nastiness floating by, call 877-JOB-DONE, and ERS Incorporated will respond 24-7 to get that water out. Or, you know, if there's mold after the fact, maybe you got the water out and there's mold. They do that, too. They do COVID, too. In fact, they've offered free COVID for emergency plumbers and plumbing supply houses in Southeast Michigan. So call 877-JOB-DONE, and then just forget about it. Job's done. Or go to 877jobdone.com and tell them that we sent you to Emergency Response Services. There you go.
And your hot water heater is working.
Yeah, it is.
People are very concerned about it.
Did you have a hot shower today, Drew?
I did.
Oh,
it was
my
great.
God.
It was really nice.
We were afraid we were going to blow up the house yesterday. But
wow.
But you FaceTime with Jerry, and between the two of you.
It's wonderful having a father-in-law who knows how to do all that stuff. Although he emasculates me and laughs at me the whole time.
No, I swear, God, after that all went down yesterday, I was thinking, God, I would love to be Jerry and just know everything.
Well,
know
my
how to
pride,
fix anything. I would run around fixing stuff and being a hero all the time.
It can be a little too prideful, though, because I tried doing it without him. I'm like, what do all these flashing lights mean? And I finally called him. He goes, don't put your head down there where the gas is. And then five minutes later, he's like, all right, now put your head down there and look. I said, you just told me not to.
Jerry's showing off.
Daddy.
I think he does it just so he can laugh at me, which is fine. We got it working.
Teach me a lesson, Daddy.
I mean, I know how to light a pilot light. I don't know what all the blinking lights mean afterwards.
Contractors are the top five jobs now. Did you happen to see that they're getting all kinds of work? Because, no, that's not a blue.
That was Brandon.
Because during the lockdown, everybody became frustrated with their houses. Their houses all sucked, and they wanted to get stuff done after work.
There's going to be, there's going to be a tree through the middle of my house any day now.
I was telling Julia the other day, if COVID has taught me anything, it's that you should do a job like plumbing. There's something that can't be replaced. Plumbing, HVAC, that kind of stuff. And be your own boss, because those are the people that have really, you know, survived, kind of, because they've been allowed to work and, you know, they're self-employed. I don't know.
No, I think those are great jobs.
I mean, what's going to knock them out?
Nothing. Nothing now.
If you're good at it. It's easy to rise to the top, too.
Brandon, do we have a boner line today?
We do, yes.
We do, excellent. Call for the boner line if you want to make comments, 209-66-BONER. That's 209-66-BONER. And hang on to the boner line for a second here, because I was going to mention just quickly manscaped.com, promo code Drew. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com if you use promo code Drew. And shaving down there can be a scary thing, but not if you have the Lawnmower 3.0. Courtesy of Manscaped. It's got that incredible LED light which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming, if you can handle such a thing. Also, as a premium, the battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can shave your balls for 90 minutes.
Shave your balls, your friend's balls, everyone's balls.
Yeah, you could shave a whole team.
Get a whole line of balls going.
Manscaped.com, promo code Drew, 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, promo code Drew, and let's hear what's on the boner line.
Boner. Hey, I got an audio separated at birth. Brandon on the Tuesday show, 4:50, starting off with Mike Clark. Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Chlorpheniramine?
Beverly Amethysis?
Brandon, when it comes to using those dick words and trying to say them, you got to sound them out. Remember that. He's a big boy. Sound them out.
Acetaminophen?
That's right.
All right, I got a good audio separated at birth for you. Dr. Fauci and Mike Myers' character from the old SNL skit, Coffee Talk with Linda Rickman.
This show used to be hosted by my friend Paul Baldwin.
You wear a mask, they wear a mask, you protect each other.
But he developed Spilkus in his Connecticut.
Audio separated birth, May 26th show, at 1 hour, 9 minutes. Drew was talking about Bill Gates implanting a chip in the coronavirus, and Michael Jordan.
25%. Believe that Bill Gates is trying to create a vaccine to implant a chip in us or in you.
Is it in you?
Separated.
Oh, come on.
Nigel Ashcroft or whatever it is from the Mike Clark superstar golf video.
Oh, wow.
And the British reporter that was talking about the
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Cheater.
On the 9th of September 2001, an unassuming major took his place in the hot seat.
Golf's newest phenom is Mike W. Clark, endorsed by Condor, the golf ball that flies too damn far.
Yo, guess what kind of weed I'm smoking tonight? John Sinclair strands. So doesn't that make kind of sense? Remember when he was back in the 70s and stuff?
You remember?
Got piped up. And then John Lennon came to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
No energy!
What in the hell are you talking about?
Is that a good deal? Hey, well, anyways, I'm smoking John Sinclair.
Larry Sinclair!
So if you guys are smoking John Sinclair, put your Oasis lights on.
Oh, man. I'm so high right now. I have no idea what's going on.
This is the dipshit that was reading Grapes of Wrath.
I love grapes.
And I want to give you an update that there wasn't some big warehouse of ladies pulling out their titties or whatever Drew said.
Mama.
It was one lady to one person. I read the whole fucking thing, and it at the very end, they finally revealed this, and it was such a letdown. I thought there was going to be a giant warehouse full of women with their titties.
Are you going to feed them with your boob?
Here's a fun one. The 1981 MLB All-Star Game. They have all these reruns on right now. In the player introductions for the National League, one Pedro Guerrero gets a pretty special introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to meet the 1981 All-Star Squads. Outfielder Pedro Guerrero.
In regards to the WWE and the Divas category, I would have to strongly disagree with you at this point. The times I turned it on and actually watched the Diva matches, I've actually found those far more exciting and far more interesting than the male matches at this point. I'm more of a WWE Attitude Era type of guy where, you know,
you're awesome.
You actually had blood, violence, and a semi-realistic storyline.
I want to thank each and every one now for all you've done to your bodies.
Diva category, though, I would say is probably better because they're not as watered down as the male category at this point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and that's it. We get a lot of WWF wrestling calls lately.
Did you guys see the first American Pro Sports League is about to resume play?
America?
The NWSL announced their 2020
What's
Challenge
Cup. That? National Women's
Soccer League.
Oh, good.
Because my first thought was,
aren't they worried about...
they don't play in front of fans all the time, so what's the problem?
Oh, that's true. Hey, just quickly, I want to mention that the Boner Line is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code Drew, 20% off with free shipping. And Trudy, you want to tell us about Dr. Roche?
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Roche wants you guys to call now because they're about to be gradually reopening the offices, and in the interim, they can get you on the phone. In fact, in this coming week or so, they're going to put people on teleconferences where they can actually see some of the things that they can improve. And you can get your beach bod now and your beach later at the offices of Dr. Roche. They say they've had a lot of people on the phones to set things up. So once they're back in business again, which should be soon, they're going to make a lot of people look a lot hotter. We're kind of like pod people climbing out of our sort of pods now. Yep. And when we hit the sunlight, it's going to be pretty scary. So they've got breast lifts, 360 lipo for your bread dough midsection, and Evolve, that non-invasive, non-surgical that leaves you tight and taut. And they're also going to, again, start teleconferencing people. So you can give them a call right now, 248-338-1110, and snap that bod back into shape for summertime, because it's not going to be a total loss, right, guys? Please reassure me, because
it won't be.
Yeah, because it just, you know, well, right now.
I admit I was reading something, Trudy.
Oh, okay. Well, I had to say yes.
I did. I said yes, but I was scared of the follow-up, so I cradled immediately to admit.
You're good at yes honeying people.
Oh, whatever you say. Sure. No, no doubt. No, I was looking
at my wife.
What's that piece of artwork behind you? I was looking at that while you were talking, too.
Oh, yeah.
Your mic's kind of blocking it.
It's like a...
It's almost like you use a fake background, a different fake background every day because you're in a different room every day.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
That's Zeus 3D printer on the table there.
I was jokingly going to ask if Zeus made that like in the sixth grade or something and you hung it up.
No. Oh, my God. How dare you? It's like a 60s Jetson style thing. I don't know. I
instead,
like
he
it.
Made it's it cool. What, in the 20th
it's not expensive.
Grade? No. No, I like it. I think it's cool. You should, Zeus should start printing more stuff and have a booth at the Ann Arbor Art Fair.
Zeus are pretty cool. Those I've worked with some people in the past who would create little trinkets and stuff like that. Those do seem pretty neat.
You can do all kinds of stuff with a 3D printer, although he hasn't really used it a lot. But
that's really funny because a lot of people have used 3D printers to make PPEs, like the masks and stuff.
Right.
You know, and every time I hear someone, I'm like, well, what did you used to make on your 3D printer? And they sheepishly admit, I just kind of fucked around with it a little bit. And I said, no, it's fine. I was just curious if it was ever anything useful. But thank God they did mess around with it because now they could make things very useful.
Yeah, no, it's like the adult version of the Vacuform or the Thing Maker from Mattel.
What? What's that?
Oh, you don't remember those toys? Sorry, Drew's out of the room.
No, I don't. I'm stumped. What is it?
They're you can like pour goop into a thing and then cook
Who
it like
they?
An easy bake oven, only it's for guys basically.
Cool.
Where you can make monsters and things.
Kind of want like one.
Creepy
of those.
Crawlers?
Yeah, creepy crawlers.
Shrinky dinks.
Do you remember that, Brandon?
I remember creepy crawlers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a little creep without being bad. Yeah, and I think you can make some gummies and eat that shit. It was kind of the manly way of having an easy bake oven.
Yeah, it was a man, but you weren't supposed to eat it.
Soft.
Oh, really?
Not so much.
Where'd you go?
I just went and got more coffee.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see. Let me try and wrap up the United States of Assholes. It's not easy.
Oh,
because there's so many more. This one's kind of interesting. Okay, Megan Rapinoe?
Close enough.
The
enough.
Soccer player?
Yeah.
Who everyone loves, and she's wonderful.
She's going to run
lesbian,
for president.
And she's, everyone is for her, and everyone's
Great
for him place. Soccer. Her sister revealed that Megan outed her to her parents.
Ooh, wait,
because,
they're both lesbians?
Yes. And when Megan outed herself, when she came out, it didn't go well, and she was so mad she outed her sister.
That's pretty shitty.
So her sister is
Scissor me timbers.
But Megan will not be canceled for this, will she? I don't think so.
Well, no, of course not. Who's going to cancel her?
Well, I know, but
most people just don't care.
But it's a shitty thing to do. Just like it was a shitty thing to kick people or try to kick people out of a a gym or whatever. But isn't it amazing that we know what the blacklist is? Going back,
mm-hmm.
and we know McCarthyism, and we really are. We're doing it all over again, except we're acting like we're right. When somebody goes off and has a bad moment, the girl who lost her job because her dog was in the Ramble or whatever.
Sure, sure. But why don't people get mad at the company for firing her, too, by the way?
Because they don't like her.
I mean,
we don't know her. See, we know Megan Rapinoe. We know her. So we think she's nice and she's a great soccer player and all that. So when she does something, we just add it to this total narrative. But when all we know about someone is that they were mean to a woman at a Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and that guy, he's just canceled to all hell. And, it was the same thing with me, too. We just said, always believe women. You're fucked.
Do people still get canceled? Who's been canceled? I'm trying to think recently.
Canceled? Well, the girl at the Bramble or the Ramble and the guy today, he's thrown out of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of weird, too. If the building manager did indeed tell him or tell them to look for people, I don't know, and the guy let four people in, why didn't they have a
I understand. I always understood why companies, because they just don't want to deal with it, so they're going to get rid of it. They don't want to deal with the attention, so of course they're going to fire
somebody.
But no one's ever mad at the company for doing that.
I know.
They're mad at the other. I just always feel like there's a lot of misplaced anger in this country.
Yeah,
right,
it's like we pile into those people. And the media loves it because they're just, lead story. Woman calls police on black man, and she was a fucking bitch.
You know who else loves it? Anybody that watches it, because everybody eats it up.
It's very watchable. And you do. You hear her screaming to the 911. You're like, what is wrong with her? I mean, what a lunatic.
Yeah, let it go, lady.
But, I mean, it is the only thing we know about her. She's an investor. Sounds like she's pretty sharp, actually. But you know, will she ever get a job again? I don't know.
After she changes her name and moves and dyes her hair.
I mean, isn't it crazy, though, that these complete, you know, these people who are doing dumb things become international news and they're virtually blacklisted.
I'm really amazed that people haven't learned the lesson just to walk away now. Just walk away.
We will never make everyone behave the way they're supposed to behave. It'll never happen, no matter how many people we cancel or get fired or get thrown out of buildings or whatever. We'll never make everyone. And by the way, there's new dumb people growing up all the time, too, who don't know anybody. I mean, we're displacing knowledgeable, wise old people with young, dumb people.
I just thought, I would have thought by now with all these situations that people would just learn, like, okay, there's a better way to do things or to walk away because you're not going to win. You're not going to win.
But to think that you could possibly get everyone to behave properly, I mean, it's impossible. It'll never happen.
No, I know.
We can blacklist as many people as we want. We can record as many people as we want.
Oh, I'm just talking about in that situation while people are recording. Just let it go. Walk away.
Well, I'm amazed.
I'm just surprised that other people haven't learned that.
In Minneapolis, that guy was in a gym in Minneapolis, too, which is like, dude.
Yeah.
Your timing is not the best.
The thing I was reading, Trudy, while you were doing the roast read was that they've called in the National Guard now into Minneapolis. Into Minneapolis. So that's going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
Has Colin Kaepernick's call for revolution, are people responding to that?
Is General Kaepernick going to be on the front lines of said revolution? Yeah. Is he out there?
I got to tell you, this guy, serious. You know, I really wasn't crazy about him from the beginning. But as time goes on, I like him less and less and less.
I feel about him. I think he was blackballed by NFL owners.
I wouldn't want him on my team.
I think now he's turned into a total asshole with this aspect. I never had a problem with his... It was a protest. It was peaceful. I got it. It kind of got out of control on all sides. It was what it was, but I was, you know, to say what he said today, I think is just utterly ridiculous.
Well, his tryout, too, was incredibly stupid. Sure. Ridiculous.
No, I know.
And, you know, I could go on and on about him, but
he's raised money for bad causes. And he's raised money for good causes. It's just.
Yeah, I just think, honestly, I don't think playing football is a big priority for him anyway. What is he? It seems like he has other things on his mind. But, you know, to say revolution, what are you talking about? And when you say they do something like that, the only thing you just, they is one guy who did something stupid. Oh, speaking of, okay, wait, there's more people in the United States of assholes. Oh. One guy I forgot about. Oh, my God, this is incredible. He's the governor of Mississippi, is it? Who said, the mayor. He's a mayor in Mississippi, and he tweeted out that if you talk, you can breathe. Most likely died of a heart attack or an overdose.
Oh, he said that about Greg.
Yes, about Greg or George Floyd.
You know, it's funny. I keep calling him.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I keep calling him Greg Lloyd because of the football player.
Oh,
I
know it's George
Floyd, but
the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, along with the fucking Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? We should test his theory on him. Put his neck under someone's foot and see how long that lasts.
But why would you? Early. How could you not know better than to send that out on Twitter? But, you know, like I said, you can't possibly get everyone to behave the way they're supposed to behave. It'll never happen. So, we could cancel him. We can make him resign. They can recall him or whatever.
I would guess he probably what did he put this out? Facebook?
I'm not even sure. It's one of the lead stories out there.
I have a feeling that he probably has a very small group of friends and followers that he thought it was going to, not realizing that it would be passed along.
When you're the mayor of a city, you don't assume those kinds of things, though. I feel like you have to be smarter than that.
Dumb. Very, very dumb.
Yeah. And
but it is Mississippi. So.
What's kind of funny about it is when I used to sit on my little brother, he would say, I can't breathe. And I would go, you're talking, so you're breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever sit on him?
Trudy, he was not being strangled to death.
Oh, my God. My brother's used to be, well, my
and
one.
I'm not saying this guy was breathing because he was talking. I'm just saying,
Dan,
I know that
Dan,
line.
Dan
you triggered them? You were triggered by that, right?
No, I wasn't triggered at all.
I would be triggered if the guy started spitting and then sucking it back in because Dan used to do that to me all the time. And I'll never forget the one time it landed on my forehead. I thought it was going to puke.
Wow. Well, it's got to be the one occasional guy that it happens to make the threat worthwhile.
Is it sure? Yeah.
And
that's a game of skill, actually, though, to be able to, being able to get it that close and then suck it back up.
Yeah, oh, it's a skill. It absolutely is a skill. And then
wait, also, I just found a new breaking news. I just found a new video of the wheelchair lady.
Oh, what's she doing? Is she jumping out and running 100 meter in 9 seconds?
Well, the only reason I bring it up is because the caption is, she acting like she fought a war. And I would say, well, yeah, if she lost that war.
Is this from Ricky Henderson? She acting like she fought a war?
Well, it's actually LMFA. Oh, 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 oh. She acting like she fought a war.
Looters who looted Target did this to you? You were peacefully protesting?
I was peacefully protesting and trying to block the
way. I believe she's wearing a shirt that says, "In this together." That's not a joke.
Wait, that's not what the woman in the front is wearing. Remember I showed you that video? In the front?
Yeah, she had a shirt over it. Oh, okay. She had a shirt over it.
She layers, man.
You were peacefully protesting?
I was peacefully protesting.
Now some other guy comes up here. I love how this guy comes in and hijacks her story and tells it. And he's mansplaining.
Check out the wheels.
Are you okay?
They attacked me from back. And from front and back. They punched me in my mouth, my head. Punched in the head several times. I got grabbed from behind. People grabbed my wheelchair. They stole my keys.
She mentioned the fire extinguisher.
Okay.
She's.
Why did you go to a mob, you idiot?
She seems amazingly okay, though.
Yeah, she does.
It's almost like she acting like she fought in a war.
I got maced in the face. I got covered with fire extinguisher stuff.
Oh, she could be a much bigger faker than this. I mean, she could, by rights, act like she's disabled. Really disabled.
Is she? Yeah.
That's supposed to help with mace, and it's just making my
eyes. That's it.
I mean, I'm not trying to minimize what happened in Minneapolis, but the guy that choked her and the girl that was hitting her and the guy that undid the fire extinguisher on her, that has nothing to do with him. That was just brutal. And I'm not sure why people can't admit that. And by the way, why aren't those people doxxed?
Yeah, they should be.
Brandon?
Hey.
Why aren't they doxxed?
I mean, I'm sure they will be. I'm sure that, you know, in the course of the next 24 hours, we'll know everything about her. And then if things are legit and maybe she, you know, is a victim of this and not a 30-year-old who is stabbing people and can walk around.
Well, you know what's funny, though? The response to that video, Brandon, is pictures of her holding a knife, like in the chair.
Sure.
Yeah, well, she does. She has a knife in her hand. It's a small knife.
Some bloody guy she allegedly stabbed. Who knows if that's
true? I don't believe that many people that were involved in the looting or any of the rioting will be in trouble. One, because of the situation. Two, because of masks that the quarantine has helped make readily available for every single person.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I don't know. I just don't think that anything is really going to come out of that aspect in terms of punishment. Though there was the guy who tried to rob a pawn shop or loot from a pawn shop, and he got shot by the pawn shop owner, and the guy died. And there's a video of that all over Twitter too. This guy,
you know, the police said they're not certain if he was. They're saying that's one of the things we're looking at. They don't even know who necessarily shot him, if he was looting, but the optics of it are definitely this person's trying to loot a pawn shop, and he got shot. And fine.
Well, you remember
they had these redneck vigilantes. They call themselves redneck vigilantes.
Those guys are pretty good. I thought they were cool.
Yeah, they were.
They supported the protest. They just don't want any looting.
No, I wouldn't want to be them.
No,
I was not expecting a good outcome for them. I guess they're okay.
Were they the guys that were all dressed up like bikers?
Right. They were big guys, big white guys. I think they were shaved heads, maybe, and they had their guns.
They looked like they were protesting the quarantine in Michigan.
Well, that's a different. That's it. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is that, Mark?
There was a reply that says, "Off topic, but this looks like an Xbox controller powered wheelchair. I know it's not, but can we make one?" And they zoom in on a remote control, and they think it looks like an Xbox controller, which it kind of does. So,
Well, hey, did you tell Drew about Gabrielle Union and what was revealed by Wayne Wade?
Right after I texted you the picture last night, I showed him.
And, you know, that's really incredible. Honestly, just in fucking credible to me, because her whining about AGT,
Union.
She got so much attention for that. Everybody picked up that story. Everyone loves that story. Mean AGT and all the terrible things they did to Gabrielle Union, including, you know, she was sick for 2 months because Simon Cowell was, she had to live in a cloud of smoke the entire time she was there. Well, the objective investigators, the outside investigators, said that he did smoke for 2 days while she worked there, but then not after that. And she said she was sick for 2 months. It activated bronchitis, and she has a terrible allergy to cigarette smoke or to smoke.
Bronchitis.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
And what do you know? What do you know, Trudy? What did the picture show?
Oh, their entire group of people in one Instagram shot with cigars. They're all lit up. And then another one where she's on,
she's on Wayne Wade's lap. Well, ain't nobody got time for that.
She's smoking. She's smoking a cigar in one of them.
She's smoking a cigar, herself.
So, you know, the day this came out, that AGT was really actually called a pretty diverse workplace. They said they had some suggestions how we could be better, but as far as Gabrielle Union, there really wasn't much to her claims. Mm-hmm. She said that they said her hair was too black, and you know her clothes were bad, and I mean she had a series of claims. This thing about the Jay Leno joke, I just thought was the dumbest. From the first minute, I said, "What is wrong with her? He made a dumb joke. It wasn't a funny joke. It was a dumb joke." And she said, "It was a racist joke. I froze." And all they said was, "We'll cut it out." And they didn't send any memo around. They didn't do anything. What's Jay Leno? Are they going to shoot Jay Leno? What are they supposed to do?
But the thing there is that she's making too many claims. If you make too many, it really does seem like you're sort of grasping for reasons to justify what your initial complaint was. Because, you know, didn't they say at first, you know, that's, you know, a lot of people were like, that isn't supported. And then so she comes out with one more thing and Jay Leno and smoke.
No, you're right, Trudy. She does have too many claims. And I honestly think that, by the way,
but she's really trying to sell it.
When did these claims come out? When she was let go.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? All these things, all these horrible things. How could anyone possibly work there? And then if you remember, Juliana Huff came out the next day and said, I didn't have a problem working there. I thought it was a pretty cool place. I'm not sure what she's talking about. And Julianne Huff immediately is the biggest idiot, bitch, whore, you know, whatever.
Well, the other guy, too. The
black guy that went to work
the
there after
balls
her.
Felt up. What was his name?
Terry Crews?
Terry Crews, yeah.
Oh, Terry Crews.
He also said it was
Terry
a good workplace.
Terry the black guy who went to work there.
He said it was. Sorry, he thought it was a nice workplace, and he got a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And you know, in all this, and there's been a lot written about this.
What you doing, Terry?
No one, and I mean no one, no one, no one, no one, anywhere that I've seen this story, no one has located the picture that Trudy just happened to bring up last night of her smoking or being with people smoking. So why wouldn't anyone, no one, do they just not like the picture? Well, it doesn't fit the story very well, so we'll go with that. Or did they just, nobody bothered? Apparently, nobody questioned her claims?
She's only allergic to cigarette smoke. It's very
cigarette smoke.
Okay.
Different from cigar, different from marijuana.
Okay. So she smokes cigars, but cigarettes, okay. Well, the whole thing, though, she was sick for 2 months, and she's got this horrible asthma.
It's
you know, just
lie.
Like Tekashi 6ix9ine is this horrible asthma. He's got to get out of prison.
Yeah, Kwame,
COVID will kill him. Oh, man.
Did you see the update on the Kwame story? ML had one today.
Oh.
The Ebony Foundation's back in play.
Oh, the Ebony Foundation? Now what?
I got to find it.
Great operation they are.
He's just trying to track down, like, okay, why did this become a thing? And
I'm really glad he's doing that because, honestly, they all should be doing it. Everyone should be trying to figure out, and they should be apologizing to the audience saying, wow, we really fucked up. We ran a story about the man who looted the city for, what was it, 8 years, 7 years? And we said he was getting out 21 years earlier on the basis of a press release that was really from an organization that's very shady. And we stayed with the story for 4 days. And now we figured out it's complete bullshit. And that's really poor.
Oops.
So really poor.
So he got to the... Go ahead.
Isn't that an indictment, though, of firing all your investigative reporters, people who know things, and then you don't know shit when it really comes down to it?
Especially when one of them's still writing about the story and did a pretty good story today about the fallout, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And ML talked to the spokeswoman for the Ebony Foundation, because they were the ones that put out the press release that WWJ and Fox 2 just went with. And she said there was a case manager on April 17th who went on notice and recommended one path. And yesterday that path was reversed by someone who stepped in over the weekend. So they're acting like,
oh, give me a break.
They're mad?
They're acting like, oh, what? He's going to get out. But
shut up.
The mysterious powers that be reversed course due to the, I guess, outrage.
That's just a lie.
She provided a memo to him. And the memo was a memo that Kilpatrick received, I don't know, from the warden, but somebody there, that said he had been identified as part of a risk group susceptible to coronavirus. The letter encouraged Kilpatrick to contact prison staff if he felt ill, or to wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash hands frequently, and sanitize his cell. It was a single page provided to the Free Press that makes no mention of an early release. So they jumped the gun, saying, oh, that means he's going to be put in quarantine so he can get on out.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Wow.
They got the whole thing wrong.
You know, I just hate when the media is outright horrific like that. I mean, usually there's some semblance of truth.
Well, there is. It was the press release, but it's lazy to not follow up and talk to them and talk to other people.
It's beyond lazy. This is a huge story. And it was wrong for 4 days.
Yeah, they made the assumption.
I haven't seen or heard if have they issued any kind of retraction.
Not aware of one. I looked up Kilpatrick out, and they just said that turns out the story is wrong.
I heard from someone, not ML, but someone else that said they took the original tweet off of Twitter.
The guy I know.
The one that claimed
that says he's out?
Clemency. No, the one that said he was going to get clemency.
Who took it down?
I believe the TV station did.
I believe a source in the room there yesterday said that about WWJ, possibly.
What?
Well.
It's crazy.
Really?
You mean, is that person going to be doing a podcast tomorrow?
Yes.
I believe he'll be talking about it, too.
You know, it just,
he's got a good
just
guest
goes
tomorrow.
To show when you decimate. And
yeah, no
you
shit.
Just want clicks that, you know, you really lose a lot of credibility. And this one was really big. And I got to say, this Gabrielle Union story, the fact that no one would check her social media, nobody would think, hey, doesn't her husband smoke cigars? Because he rather blatantly smokes cigars.
Yeah, Trudy raised the question, and it took me, 3 minutes on a Google search. I typed Gabrielle Union cigar and then looked at images.
And by the way,
that was amazing teamwork.
That dope who called 911, quote unquote, about the black people on black people who were in his gym as they should have been, according to the story. That story is also wrong. It says he called 911.
Yeah.
Well, that would not be that hard to check. But what, they had to have that story immediately?
Yeah, because they had to get it out first.
Well, you know, it is a stupid story, but, I mean, just get it right. And the guy said, he's like, this was not nearly this bad. I mean, there's so much more to the story. And he did say that he fucked up. He said, I fucked up. Should have shut my mouth. But he's canceled, so it doesn't matter. He's done.
Breaking news. Someone has commented on the death of George Floyd, someone we were just waiting for. Paris Jackson.
Paris Jackson. Thank you.
She is heartbroken over the death of George Floyd, which I think
appreciate her going against the grain on this.
I mean, you're heartbroken. I mean, we're all heartbroken. Nobody wanted him to die. It's a terrible, terrible story. I just don't know if I'm going to paint this picture and put it on Instagram like she did.
Oh, God.
Lovely. Lovely. So Paris can get
If that
attention.
gets copied and placed all over Minneapolis or something. I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, please. I want it to know. Let's see what she wrote here. She wrote, I'm heartbroken over yet another innocent life taken for no reason. From what I've gathered, this was a good... She did research. From what I've gathered, this is a good man, man of peace. I am not, however, shocked, which infuriates me. This is a shocking incident, and yet it's happened so many times and still no change.
Wow, she said something so different.
It's kind of like her MTV VMA speech.
Which was powerful.
So that... Oh, she wrote, it's disrespectful enough to exploit this good man's last moments, especially...
Exploit his last moments?
Because of the video, people sharing the video, which...
Are they exploiting it, or are they
I think it's
appalled by it?
Yeah. Especially exposing because it. Most people will repost the video and then forget about it until another similar crime takes place. Enough! Fucking do something about it. Paris Jackson, out.
If we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be... huge. Believe me, huge.
Yeah.
And that's not fake news. We must show these Nazi white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation with liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance for their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
Wow, that was really powerful.
I'm still waiting for a comment from Jonah Stillman. You know, he's from Minnesota. Could have been him.
Isn't it funny how
he hasn't tweeted anything in a month?
If you heard the reaction to what Paris Jackson said, you would think it was just the most on time, the most well worded, incredible statement about something that just struck a chord.
Yeah.
The crowd was crazy. Well, it's Paris Jackson, I guess.
You know what? I don't think people know what inspirational speech is anymore because it's been so dumbed down.
Right.
That everybody's like, oh my God, isn't that powerful? No, really, it's not. It's the message everybody has in their head.
Brandon.
It's turned into lectures.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not eating dinner yet?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Can you, you sent the Scott Baio story today, right?
Yes.
What
now?
Can you give us a rundown of the exchange today between Scott Baio? Since, you know, I can't feel that we've closed the door on the United States of assholes until we get this story out because it is so stupid.
We haven't heard from Baio since his battle with Eggert.
No, we haven't.
The dumbest battle. Can they be one of the people we can vote on that have to get it on?
Yeah, sure.
I stumbled across this. Because Scott Baio was battling with Tom Arnold. And I realized...
What is a good wrong, use of time.
What is wrong with these two people? Tom Arnold and Scott Baio are arguing online?
Well, no, really, that's what...
They're both ridiculous.
Perfect, honestly.
I know it is kind of perfect.
That's what I originally thought, but it actually started before that. It started when Scott Baio went after Wanda Sykes. And he tweeted at her and said, hey, Wanda, why is it okay for Joe Biden to say something clearly racist, but Roseanne gets kicked off of her own show and you're a writer on it? And, you know, is it because you're a full of shit hack liberal?
Oh, well, that's going to get a good response, that last line.
Exactly. So, you know, a bunch of people jumped on it. Wanda Sykes responded, hey, Chachi. yeah. Apologies, I didn't see you. I'll keep it short. Joe Biden didn't say, then you ain't an ape. Well, let me get back to work. I hope you enjoy whatever it is that you do. So I guess she's using a Roseanne quote. Maybe Roseanne calling somebody.
Well, she said Valerie Jarrett looked like someone from Planet of the Apes. I think that was when that her work got her fired.
Right.
And she also was working for Disney ABC.
Yeah. No, she screwed up big time.
I thought the bitch was white.
But Roseanne has a long history of saying stupid things on social media. So I don't know why they would have sought her out to do business again, honestly.
Because it worked. Because it made them money.
Right. But then, yeah, and I guess the Connors are still on. So
it is? Well, I honestly have no idea.
I think it might be.
I think Tom Arnold's ears were burning because, you know, four wives ago was Roseanne Barr. And so he had to jump in this and said, Scott Baio looks like the love connection guy. Why is Scott Baio sniffing his hand? Seems like something the Love Connection guy might do. Chuck Woolery. Scott Baio is the new Chuck Woolery. For the best sense, Chuck Woolery doesn't look anything like the Love Connection guy. I have no idea where that went. Who said that?
Wait, is that that was Tom Arnold?
Yeah. Is he just trying to take a swipe because Chuck Woolery is a very active,
he's right, conservative, very right, conservative. Yeah.
His edible kicked in.
One day I saw I guess it was a tweet, or maybe Chuck Woolery actually trended, and I go over and it's this really impassionate thing about Trump or something like that, and I'm like, what, Chuck Woolery, really? And so I start looking at his tweets, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me! I had no idea.
I think he's got a podcast too.
He's got a huge following.
Yeah, Blunt Force Truth.
Wolves.
He's reinvented himself.
Blunt Force.
Well, Scott Baio couldn't. He couldn't let that one go. So he actually,
of course not.
He actually responded with kind of similar to what I said earlier. Hey, if it wasn't for your first wife, Roseanne, no one would give two shits about you.
What a funny thing for Scott Baio to respond, who has done, what has he done in the last 30 years? Nothing.
Well, he had that cool reality show. I actually like that show. Remember?
I kind of liked it too. Yeah.
He was best friends with Jason Hervey from The Wonder Years.
Scott Baio, wait, he was on Joni Loves Chachi, Happy Days. Yeah. And what else? Is there another one?
Oh, yeah, Charles in Charge, one of the greatest shows in the history of television.
What a great theme song, too.
I love that show, man. Thank you, Scott Baio, for your service.
And then a bunch of people joined in, the regular Twitter folks, and just destroyed Scott Baio for being irrelevant, destroyed him for being... Yeah, a loser and a right-wing troll. And it's funny, if you go to his site, he is basically the opposite of a John Cusack, where John Cusack is just extremely angry about everything the right does. Scott Baio is extremely angry at everything the left does, including posting pictures of Alyssa Milano's mask that has holes in it.
That was funny. Did we ever talk about that story?
No.
Her response to it was just perfectly shitty. What's Willie Ames up to now, man?
He was having some troubles.
Still?
He was. We used to have his phone number, didn't we? We called him.
Granted, we see we have still the number.
Willie Ames. We just talked to him not too long ago.
Willie Ames?
I would say we might have talked to him on 101.5.
101.5?
Maybe.
When did we work there?
105.1. Sorry.
That'd be a great radio station.
What is Ames doing now? He was the title character in direct-to-video series Bible Man. From 95 to 2003. You didn't watch Bible Man?
No, I missed that one. What the fuck?
Brandon, did you watch Bible? Oh, we did Date My Dad, whatever that is. Hey, have you seen the new show that's on Fox tonight?
What show is that?
The new Bachelor type show.
No.
All right, let me find the...
Uh-oh.
What? You're going to have to watch it?
No, it's just you're going to get Drew stuck into a reality love show again.
Well, okay, think of... how would Fox take The Bachelor and change it up?
They'd make it rowdier somehow.
Well, they would add a twist to it, right?
Yeah, they would change it.
I'm trying to find the...
It might be a completely meaningless
change. I can't find the trailer of it, but it's called... Labor of Love, and the bachelorette who's looking for a guy wants to have a kid within a year.
Oh, I did see that. It's like a 41-year-old who says, yes, one of these 12 men will knock me up in the next 6 months.
Yeah, and I don't think that they know that until they're on the show, and so they're all like, oh yeah, we love kids. I can't find the trailer, man.
Bring back Joe Millionaire. Come on. Enough people have forgotten Joe Millionaire to redo that show, haven't they?
Such a great show.
Yeah. But it couldn't be a millionaire anymore, though.
Well, he wasn't a millionaire. He was never a millionaire.
Well, that's true, but they would have to make it, what, how much? $250 millionaire?
The problem is he'd be doxxed on the internet right away.
True.
have it. Here you go.
Except one thing, a partner to start a family. For Christy, the labor Kristen is mandatory.
Davis is the host that's just
the
talking.
The love is optional.
Oh, really? From
really
Sex in the City?
Very cute. She is cute. I'm still wanting to have my own family. I've sort of aged myself out of the dating pool, and I want to fall in love with the man that I can see as the future father of my children.
It's not going
to
be that good.
We ended up finding these amazing men who are successful, who've been doing different things with their lives, and somehow they've missed the boat as well.
I'm looking for a partnership, and I think that that's a big deal.
She has to choose between us jabronis.
She wants to see, are these men strong enough? Are they committed enough? Are they going to go past their kind of...
What does zip lining have to do with being a father? That's one of the things they were doing.
I'm sure they'll tell us.
Comfort edge. We're just going to test them every which way we can.
That was the guys hooked up to a machine that mimics labor pains.
Ooh. As each guy gets a one-on-one time with you, the bear is going to emerge.
There's a bear right behind us.
Get it! No. Oh my God, how
I'm
stupid.
I'm dying to see what happens. It's not just about, you know, who's pretty, who's attracted. Parenthood is such a huge choice.
What are you talking about?
It is for
everyone. I'm glad she's adding her
so
personal
really
spin.
So I'm really trying to go below the surface.
We are at a point now where the game is changing.
Things are definitely getting more competitive.
I hope they show her trying to conceive with each guy.
Hot.
Wouldn't that be better?
That would do very well.
She gets pregnant by the end of the series, and then they have to figure out
who it is,
baby.
Who's the father. Yeah, no, I think it's a great twist.
Better show if they like showed him actually getting pregnant.
I need to know. Let Jason talk. He's the one that was down there.
She wants a real partner. We're gonna really go some places that people don't go,
like her vagina.
I have this timeline where I have to make choices, and I just can't say that Estia is starting my family together. I'm like a dream to cry right now.
Wow.
Okay, here's, I have one prediction.
This looks awesome.
If Kristen Davis is doing this for anything but a paycheck, she's going to regret it. Hey, why is the Batmobile on TV? What the fuck was that?
Because Birmingham has canceled the Dream Cruise events.
And the Batman is the scene they use?
Yeah, the overhead shot.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know what it wasn't? The Monkey Mobile.
No, it was not.
That would be very sad.
By the way, I got an email from someone who works with Monkey Mobile Mel.
And what's the word?
That it's over.
Oh, well, we knew that.
No, I know. But
he should talk to us, to the guy?
I don't think he's comfortable doing that because it could risk his relationship with Monkey Mobile Mel.
Well, okay. Then can you email him back and find out how we can repair?
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I think the understanding is that it's irreparable. We have irreconcilable differences with Monkey Mobile Mel. It's an
what
official
happened,
breakup
though?
With the show.
We don't even know what happened.
They were very mean to me.
I think Charlie LaDuff was making fun of the Batmobile. Charlie LaDuff. Fire wouldn't come out.
Well, you know, the Batmobile.
Charlie LaDuff embarrassed me.
The Batmobile they just showed did not have fire coming out of it either.
Well, we didn't expect it. We were just asking if it could do it. And then he had that gas thing in his trunk, which would make it happen. And then it didn't happen.
It totally is Mel, by the way. In that
is that Mel?
Yeah.
Is that Mel? Oh, cool.
That's absolutely Mel.
Wow. We should, by rights, we should call him and tell him he's on TV.
No. No.
I'm not an upgrade. It's just for looks.
Give Mel all the space. He must be heartbroken, though,
Wait,
with no...
play that drop person. Again.
It doesn't operate. It's just for looks.
Is he talking about a woman's ass?
Yeah, that's why it was pulled originally. Can we get LaDuff's permission to throw him under the bus and say, Charlie, that wasn't
I guess
us.
That's a plan unless it's raining.
Yeah. It's not our fault. It was a guest on our show.
Yeah,
so we can. Is that the answer you want to hear?
Well, we can always throw him under the bus. We always have his permission to do that. He would understand.
I put up with enough of your bullshit over the years. Years. We love them, man. I'm kind of bummed out.
I don't know. I don't think it's the time. I don't think it's the proper time.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
We don't need you, Mel.
I think it's going to take more time to repair the damage.
You know what Mel's favorite TV show is?
What
Wayne's
is it?
Wayne's World.
What? Wayne's
Wait,
World.
That's a movie.
Wayne's World.
But it had a cure in it.
No,
I had that cure.
Car. It disappeared, and then about 10 years ago, it reappeared in Puerto Rico.
What was he talking about there?
The monkey mobile.
Oh, okay. Did everybody watch Gretchen today?
I did. I watched a lot of her.
I did too.
A lot of her and Dr. J. Can she stop calling her Dr. J? Keep expecting Julius Erving to walk out.
Absolutely. You can't talk about Dr. J and not produce Julius Erving.
I think Gretchen would get a lot of, Governor Whitmer would get a lot of people on her side if she did that once and said, here comes Dr. J. And Julius Erving actually came to the stand, the podium.
Oh, I would give her big points for that.
That'd be awesome.
I have to say, I really do give her points for the way she has somehow managed to keep her poll numbers up, and I don't understand why necessarily, but she has.
I thought her press conference was actually, I mean, very boring, but actually was pretty good today and faced some pretty tough questions.
Yeah, I didn't really hear the questions, but she was trying to suddenly, it's kind of a 180. All of a sudden it's like, we had some problems with the economic situation. Because look at all this money we had to spend because of COVID-19. And, you know, there's a bunch of expenditures on there, one of which is unemployment. Mm-hmm. $8.5 billion the state of Michigan has spent on unemployment.
Yep.
That's a lot of money. Yep. That's a lot of money. And only $14.3 million on small business. I thought that was like, what?
Dumb.
Only $14.3 million on small businesses and $8.5 billion on unemployment. Wow.
I wonder though, is part of that because the federal government really tried to take care of small businesses? I'm just asking.
Maybe.
They had some grants, but as far as the PPP loans, that's federal.
So anyway, as she's going through this, and it's, I don't even know what the number is. And then when you take away the number of dollars people lost for not being active or working, I mean, it's just a phenomenal amount of money. But
3 to 7 billion.
What's really blows my mind is yesterday, maybe it's the day before, for the first time, and I don't know why, I saw this figure because someone did a story on seniors and what percentage of the death total seniors are. And we're talking people in nursing homes and assisted living. 43% of the deaths. And they said that that group from which that 43% of the deaths come from, which has got to be, what, 43,000 people, mm-hmm. is 0.6% of the population. So, in other words, we did a horrible job of protecting the people that were most vulnerable.
Of course.
We did a terrible job.
Yep.
And I don't think there's anybody who can say, you know, oh, we put all our efforts towards the seniors because they didn't.
No. No state or no country, really. And that's one of the things she said, because the first question from the press conference was, should somebody with COVID-19 be in an assisted living long-term care facility?
It's where they threw them.
I know. And that's why this person asked that question. And
yeah, New York did the same thing. A lot of places did the same thing.
That was kind of what she said. And then she brought on Dr. J to answer a question, which I spaced out on. Sorry, Dr. J. I just spaced out when she started talking about it. And then the question, two follow-up questions about that were about the budget. And she admits, yeah, we're going to have to cut. And then it turned into begging, you know, the federal government
to bail. No, she said,
that's going to happen.
We need a federal government to step up. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just kind of a, it's not my fault. I had to do this to save your life. And we need a big block grant. And she said that when she said it's not partisan, I almost laughed because nothing is not partisan, but COVID-19 doesn't take sides. And then she compared it to World War II. I guess you can compare it to World War II, but it's a weird thing to compare to World War II. And then she goes, she talks about her 5% pay cut.
I'm
like, your 5% pay cut? Are you kidding me?
10%, yeah.
I thought she said 5%. Oh, was she talking about her employees?
I think the employees took 5, but she took 10, which was what, 15 grand, I think? Maybe. How much that saved?
She said we've saved $80 million. Well, $80 million versus $9 billion is really not a lot of money. Well,
a lot of that $80
million,
too,
was federal money.
Replaced with federal money. So
it's not money we saved. It's money that we got back from the feds. It's still money that was lost.
Yeah, but it's money the state saved, which...
Yeah, but it's...
I know it's a little fuzzy math.
Yeah.
but
very fuzzy.
But as far as she's
concerned. But what it means is that she didn't cut anything. She just furloughed people a couple days every couple weeks or something.
That was one day a week, but yeah.
Is it one day a week? Okay.
I could be wrong.
I mean, that's not really cutting anything.
Well, they're going to have to cut. That's obviously coming. I guess it just depends when do you want to cut it.
When she finds out how much she's getting from the feds.
Of course.
Probably.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make sense to cut the obvious stuff first and then you pay for it? Don't pay for it for a longer time?
What are you cutting?
Yeah, what's
the
obvious
stuff? I don't have her 54. She has a budget of $54.7 billion. I think she could cut some things.
Oh, I know. I just wonder, like, what and where?
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education,
you can cut anything 5%. You could say, I'm cutting every department 5%. And then she's got $2.5 billion done. Nolan Finley was saying that she's got to cut on prisons because the state spends $2 billion fucking dollars on prisons.
Easily get our money's worth there too.
Yeah, do a great job.
She was politically smart by coming out and saying, hey, well, this really threatens schools and public safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, that.
And did you see the picture of her helping a little 5-year-old with the schoolwork?
Yes, it is. but to that point,
fake.
What I mean about it being politically smart, because there's going to be people who go, oh, bullshit, it's fix everything. But by saying schools and public safety, it really goes, hey, we need money, federal government, to fill the hole for schools and public safety.
Yeah, but Betsy DeVos wants to get part of the money that's going to be given to schools to private schools.
Good. What?
Self-interest. What?
Of course. Everybody has self-interests.
Yeah. And then unemployment was out today. 2.1 million filed for unemployment. Now 40 million people filed for unemployment. One in four workers has filed for unemployment. And on another pretty big study that came out, and I'm sure these numbers can't necessarily count on them, but this particular study said 40% of the jobs are not coming back. 40% of the, I guess, 40 million, so it'd be 16 million jobs are not coming back.
Is that when we're really going to start feeling it? Because right now, I don't think we've felt anything economically, but because people are expecting to come back, but when everything gets back to normal and all these companies call back their employees and they pick and choose which ones they want to, you know, bring back, there's going to be a lot of people who all of a sudden find themselves without a job. And is that when we really get hit by this?
Well, yeah, because that federal bonus goes bye-bye.
Yeah. This can make a big difference.
Government. That percentage that you threw out, like, is that over the next year? Is that over, you know, for what time period? Because you think eventually it will.
I think they just meant that when those people are ready to go back to work, their jobs are not going to be there.
Sure.
But there'll be different jobs, or they can vector off into something new.
Well, and how long? I mean, how long does that last? Because hopefully these businesses get their footing underneath them, and then they will hire more back. Hopefully, a lot of strong indications in the economy.
There were some good. Some of the states that have reopened are starting to, you know, they're starting to have some success, and they're starting to get some spending going, and you know, tax dollars are starting to return, but we need to spend more money.
Home loans are up. New applications for home loans are up in this state, aren't they?
I don't know.
I thought that was the story I read today.
A very positive
story about real estate here. And the University of Michigan has changed their position on students coming back now, by the way.
Oh, what, they can play football without the students?
Well, I think the idea is that maybe we do want to play. Maybe we do want these students here. We need some money. Let me find it. See if I can find the tweet.
Maybe we do want to play football without the students.
Provost, not the one provost, but a different one, said we're very optimistic that the University of Michigan will have a public health informed in resident academic year.
I see.
I mean, it's basically saying, yeah, it's going to happen.
Well, Michigan State says they're coming back. I just think, honestly, they have to come back, or the financial hole is too big. From a financial standpoint, they have to come back. It's not that they're worried that anyone's not going to learn anything, or
well, I think the University of Michigan's, the Michigan State Universities, will be fine. It's the Ferris States. It's the Easterns. I mean, those ones that I worry about.
Yeah, they said that, you know, a lot of these schools have long lists of people trying to get in, but I don't know how long that list is and how many of those people will go, but we'll see. I mean, it could be a whole different ball game in July than it is today.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm so happy to see this. The University of Minnesota is not going to use Minneapolis Police Department at their football games.
I know.
With George Floyd's death.
Which I immediately...
Is that kind of a bandwagon play?
Sure, sure. My question
What is the point?
My question was, because I'm sure they have their own police force, right? Just like a lot of universities. Why were they using them to begin with?
Don't know.
It seems like a cost they could have done without.
We'll no longer use the Minneapolis Police Department to work security at football games and other large events. This after the horrific killing of George Floyd. University President Joan Gable explained her decision. Our hearts are broken after watching the appalling video capturing the actions of Minneapolis Police Department officers against George Floyd. Today I'm announcing two immediate changes regarding our relationship with Minneapolis PD. First, Senior Vice President Brian Burnett to no longer contact the Minneapolis Police Department for additional law enforcement support needed for large events such as football games, concerts, and ceremonies. Second, I've directed University Police Chief Matt Clark to no longer use the Minneapolis Police Department when specialized services are needed for university events such as canine explosive detection units.
Uh-oh.
Boy, that's kind of a broad brush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Hey, that reminded me, so I kind of mentioned it earlier.
Would she call the Minneapolis police if she lived in Minneapolis and she thought somebody had broken into her home?
Sure.
Oh, campus police.
I sure bet she would.
I was wondering, because he's Mr. Minnesota in Mr. Social Media, Jonah Stillman, the Gen Z guru. He has not made a comment on this. I'm really worried.
Didn't Brandon mention that?
I mentioned it.
I mentioned that he was recovering from COVID-19, so...
Is he really, though?
Jonah?
He was like one of the first people to ever get it.
Of course, because he's an early adapter at everything.
Maybe, I wonder if he really had it. What if they just put that out there just so people would talk about him?
Well, here's what he wrote about it.
I didn't know.
It should be more like, as a few people know, I was one of the first confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Minnesota. I feel obligated to tell other healthy young people that even though they say we're not at risk of serious health issues, this shit sucks. I'm very
Please
sick.
Please welcome Jonah Stillman.
Take this seriously and be safe. For those asking, my first symptoms were sore throat and a cough. They were mild, but I went to get tested and I was traveling in a high-risk area. Symptoms for me have been flu-like with a bad cough, fever, and a lot of congestion. And here's the best tweet. You ready? I will not be speaking to the media as I don't have anything else to share. Thanks.
Gen Z, born 1995 to 2012. And yet for some reason, no one is paying attention to us.
The media has nothing to say to you. There's no need for any media to ever talk to you. I can't get over that this Gen Z spokesperson, who's really talking about people, when he started, like 20 and under, telling us what they need and what they... It's like, are you fucking kidding? That the entitlement shit's over. You're entering the workplace. You're zero.
Yep.
Dick.
Good job.
It just seems so Gen Z to say that.
His last Twitter post, and he really hasn't put anything on Instagram either. I don't know, maybe he's on TikTok, whatever Gen Z does. But his last, he retweeted a podcast he appeared on, a little clip.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I play you this clip?
What's the show, by the way?
The Back Pocket Podcast.
Never heard of it. Should I check their rank immediately?
They don't really have many followers or anything. So,
how do you know?
Because I already checked.
How many
do
they have?
The other biggest takeaway I've had is...
On Twitter?
Like a business...
Yeah. How many
actually,
Twitter?
As a young...
Stillman's growing his hair out, by the way. He looks ridiculous. They have 409 followers.
So Jonah's in such demand that he is able to appear on a podcast with only 409 listeners?
I don't know.
Just saying.
Maybe they're dedicated. I have no idea.
What do you have to say?
Here's his wisdom.
And the other biggest takeaway I've had is from like a business side of things, especially as a young person and being a young entrepreneur, choosing not to go to college.
Entrepreneur, you work for your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing speeches.
A bunch of gambles at a young age is from nearly every avenue you're approached with different strategies to be successful in life. You should... Divide up your assets, invest in this, money in the stock market, buy real estate, all this sort of thing. But at the end of the day, and this proves it, cash is king. I mean, like from a business side of things, your Amazon stocks might make you rich, but you can't buy a loaf of bread if you have no money.
So what?
I've learned that like cash is still king and always will be king. The people that...
Okay, don't invest still.
What do you say is king?
Cash.
Oh, gee, I've never heard that before.
No one knew that, Drew.
So I want Stillman to not invest in anything. Just keep piles of cash in your house. Isn't that basically what he's saying?
I think so.
Why properly and have liquid assets in their bank account are not freaking out right now compared to people that, whether they made a lot of money or little money, if you invested all your money and you're banking on your retirement plan and you have no money in your bank, you're freaked out right
now. Yeah, no one does
and
that.
And I've luckily been surrounded by people that have told me to
what
healthily
balance.
What
the fuck
balance.
Are you
keep
talking
your bank.
About? You
you're, always, you're not making any money if it's sitting in the bank. You're not making any money if it's just sitting there. You got to invest. But at the
Wait,
end of the day, when
end
you're
of the day twice.
Are there a lot of people who do nothing but throw all their money into risky investments?
That's what I mean.
And have no money in the bank?
No one does.
No money in a checking account? Yeah. No I'm really not aware of people that don't keep a certain amount of assets liquid.
Yeah, of course.
Taken away from you.
Apparently Jonah Stillman does. Though.
Go out. You can't make money. It's hard to find a hustle. All these different things. Cash wins. I mean, like having money accessible, whether it's to survive on everyday essentials or to invest then in a down economy or have opportunities come forth. Cash wins. And it's been
you're talking out your ass right now
to realize that. I've been told by mentors, my dad, people,
my
is that
dad.
It's
cash
okay
is
to
king.
Have money sitting in the bank. No matter how many people tell you,
king,
you're not making money. It's your money. It's sitting there, and you can access it whenever, for whatever, and for however.
Wow, that's insane.
I'm from like tax-
what a moron.
That is so cool. You can get the money right away, as opposed to making money on an investment where you want to wait till it makes the money and all that.
Gain some gains,
so
and
you
then putting
have,
in.
You have much more money, but instead, you can have it right away, whenever you want it.
How do people sit still for an hour listening to him Gen Z explain things like that?
I don't know, but I have a feeling I'm going to be listening to that whole podcast.
So elementary. I'm
absolutely going to pick it apart. I can't wait to listen to it. I'm excited to end the show so I can hear it.
What's his dad's name?
Wait, Jonah and...
David.
David?
Let's see what David Stillman's been tweeting about.
See if he's on a podcast.
That's kind of what I was hoping. I'd rather get... I'd rather hear him.
Jonah's more clueless, but David is more exciting.
I entered David Stillman in the Twitter
search.
This is
a generation that is willing to pay dues.
And our episode from September 13, 2017 popped up first. Nice influencer.
Yeah, boy. So ridiculous.
On average, how long is Gen Z's attention span? This is a very short 8 seconds.
I told you before, I think what they decided to do is kind of brilliant. I mean, they're ahead of the game.
Yeah, of course.
Let's see. His last tweet was in May 17, 2019. David's was. And it's a picture of him and some chick, and he wrote, "Honored to be part of Fast Track 100, my favorite."
This generation communicates in symbols. Oftentimes, the rest of us use words.
Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me there's something called Fast Track 100 and it's got the 100 Gen Zers that are just kicking ass.
Yeah, and millennials, because that's his favorite millennial entrepreneur. That outfit.
Who is that?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, my God. How distressing.
Sorry for this detour. Carry on.
Well, one thing in the Brandon prep we have not discussed, and that is Jamie Foxx. Who came out to say what I think most people would have said, including people who are close to Jimmy Fallon, that you have nothing to apologize for wearing blackface and impersonating Chris Rock in 2000.
So is he canceled now?
I don't think so. But by the
way,
all Saturday Night Live things go through Lorne Michaels. Mm-hmm. So... why is it Jimmy Fallon's fault for being the one wearing the blackface? Wouldn't it be Lorne Michaels' fault? And why isn't Lorne Michaels saying anything? And why isn't he canceled? I mean, what do you think Lorne would say? Hey, look, he couldn't have done that if I hadn't allowed it to happen.
Sure. Well, not only that, but didn't he put Fred Armisen in blackface when he did Obama? Is Manny crying, Brandon?
You can hear her crying.
I can hear her crying.
Yeah, sure can.
All right, give me a second. I'm going to shut that baby up.
Thank you.
It's not that loud.
The Jimmy Fallon thing, it's just so stupid. You know, it's been brought up multiple times, too. I think he probably just is tired of it coming up.
So he decided
to make the ultimate, I'll kiss your ass apology.
Yeah, if he would have just waited a bit, it would have been blown out of the news.
Maybe.
By Minnesota.
I don't know.
Oh, there was another video. I'm watching the beginning of Nightly News to see if they show the lady in the wheelchair. They do show a lot of...
Let's just roll the story.
A white guy getting arrested. I saw another video of her, by the way.
Of the wheelchair lady?
Yeah, you know, she said she was
getting... doing a 100-yard dash? I'm thinking she runs a 9600. I mean, it's just so funny. Like, reading the comments, I was laughing out loud. It's like, she is not in a wheelchair. She can walk fine.
No, but they remember she said she got something stolen from her?
Yeah.
So the video of her.
Oh, also people saying she was looting.
There was a lady.
And letting white people in.
There was a lady that came up, and she had a really dumb backpack on, like a, can't remember what it was, but it was like a stuffed animal backpack. And she's like reaching into the lady's fanny pack, trying to pull out her phone or her wallet to take it.
Girl was
white, by the way. And then after that, some black girl comes up and just starts wailing on her. I'm like, whoa, what? Why? What happened?
Wow, she took a pounding.
Yeah, she looks like she could take a pounding, too.
She did. I mean, she didn't really even say anything.
After last night's peaceful demonstration spiraled into fiery and deadly chaos.
God, it does look like the L.A. riots there.
Wow. Horrifying
video of Floyd's last moments of life on Monday under the knee of a police officer. Protesters nationwide demanding that now former officer face justice. Our Gabe Gutierrez has the latest now from Minneapolis.
Tonight, this is a community on edge. Rampant looting underway. Armed shop owners standing guard.
This is a chaotic scene right
now. There's Target. He's at Target.
And people are rushing inside, ransacking the place, and coming out with anything they can find.
The unrest is spreading in and around Minneapolis, less than 24 hours after what started as a peaceful protest turned violent. Several stores looted, others burnt to the ground.
Jesus. Police brutality is wrong, but to tear down our city like this, what's this proving?
As chaos raged overnight, at least one person died in a shooting. The mayor is now asking the Minnesota National Guard to help.
What we've seen is the
result.
Where
did these people get the time to make these signs?
So much built-up anger and sadness. Anger and sadness that has been ingrained.
One guy with a mask on.
He's basically saying that he understands, isn't he? This is built-up anger and sadness? So that's why people are doing it.
Doesn't make it
no,
okay.
No, those are a care. Lot of just people who are utterly lawless. They don't give a fuck. It's an opportunity.
Well, the rioters have really taken away from the protesters, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yes, they've now this is now really lost the point.
It's just like Baltimore was at 2015.
Well, you know, Ferguson was whatever year Ferguson was. You know, remember at the end of the Ferguson thing, it was pretty much determined that cop had not killed that guy for nothing. That guy had been trying to take the cop's gun.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just so fucked up. It's never right to do this. This never. Well, I suppose there's some time it would make sense. This doesn't make sense. Colin Kaepernick thinks it does, but
black community, not just because of 5 minutes of horror, but 400 years.
At daybreak, we saw the damage. These burnt out cars and emergency crews down the street. Right now, authorities are trying to douse the flames to make sure this fire doesn't spread.
The violence fueled by anger over the death of 46-year-old George Floyd. The fire department reports that he showed no signs of life when paramedics arrived at the scene. He'd already spent several minutes under the knee of police officer Derek Chauvin.
You know, I just couldn't believe that it happened to him. I was shocked.
They have their phone number on TV there.
Oh, should we call it to tell them it's on TV? Yeah, let me write it down.
Yeah,
you got it?
I'll write it down.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a cool homemade
sign.
They're
open for takeout.
Well, maybe that's the genius behind it, Drew.
Maybe he did that on purpose. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know what restaurant it is.
Oh, full call.
I'm broken. Now I'm just mad now.
Giovanni Thunstrom owns the bar where Floyd worked as a security guard.
He owns the bar.
That's a little heavy.
I don't know if I want to call now.
Over his pandemic.
We could just call to tell him his number's on TV. I think we should always do that.
The outrage is building nationwide. Protests from Los Angeles to Chicago to Memphis. President Trump says he's asking the FBI to expedite its investigation into the case.
Everyone that we've talked to in this profession has taken the same position. This is horrible. It's a tragedy. It's something that should never have happened.
The four officers involved
There's no debate here.
Protesters are demanding criminal charges. Local, state, and federal investigators are reviewing the officers' body camera videos. Other heavily redacted footage from another police agency shows the aftermath of the incident. Records show Chauvin was a 19-year veteran of the police department. His attorney declined to comment.
Amazing grace.
What?
Tonight, authorities are pleading for calm.
I don't see the wheelchair lady.
No, she's not. I don't think she's down here.
And as I wear this uniform before you,
that's the chief of police. The chief of police is black.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And?
Oh, well, does it make a difference?
This case as quickly as possible, but no charges so far. Already, protesters have gathered.
Is the chief of police participating in institutional racism? No, I think he said this is horrible.
I mean, why? I still don't understand why once he was handcuffed and down, that they had to then hold his.
I don't think we'll ever understand it. I mean, it just looks wrong when he's doing it. If the guy was alive walking around right now, I'd say, God, that doesn't look right. That looks horrible.
Right. He's cuffed. He's on the ground. And why did they need to hold his, you know, like, why did he have to put his foot on his neck? I still don't understand what that was all about.
I don't know if anyone will ever understand what the fuck he was doing. Let's call and tell him his phone number's on TV. I think it's important.
I don't remember his name.
He should just know because he's going to get some weird calls.
Not getting a phone call.
What is this
been
song?
So long
not getting any phone calls.
I get a phantom vibration in the pocket. Pull out the phone, it's not vibrating. Just my leg playing tricks on me. Wishing that I had a phone call. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi, I was just calling. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. I was just watching the national news, and your phone number was on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the phone number was on TV. It said for carryout. And so we just called it to let you know that your phone number was on TV. National TV.
National TV.
Yeah, yes. You're going to get a lot of phone calls because of that now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but I'm just saying your phone number was on TV. It was crazy because they never put a phone number on TV. Almost never. It's usually 555 something. There was yours. All out 612, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we didn't even believe it. That's why we had to call to let you know that you're going to get more calls.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, but your phone number was on TV.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck with you.
Okay, bye. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. I can't believe they didn't know.
How ridiculous.
No, I think we provided a service.
And by the way, they're not going to get a bunch of phone calls.
Yes, they will. They'll get some. So. Yeah, I think they'll get a few. But that we always call back and find out.
That always happened when you would leave a message to somebody and you'd leave my office phone number, you know, like calls back and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it would go out over the air. I'd get one call and be like, I just want to let you know this number went out over the air. You're going to get a ton of calls. And it was always just that one.
Well, what's going on this weekend, anybody?
God, nothing.
Still nothing.
We're not allowed to, are we allowed to do anything yet? The malls are open.
The malls
right?
are open, yeah.
Hmm.
I want to go golfing.
Go golfing.
Why? Can I ask you something?
Why not?
Why would the malls be open and not restaurants? And I realize I'm not terribly objective on restaurants because I would like to see the restaurant open up, but.
Maybe you can socially distance. I don't know.
Well, yeah, in restaurants, you're close to each other, you know, hanging over food and stuff like that, aren't you? I mean,
no, but you can't open up 100%. If you open up 50%, the tables are fairly far apart.
I don't understand that either.
Malls, you got people. I mean, people can bunch up in malls very easily.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Downtown, the Riverwalk was really great last weekend. It's supposed to be nice again, so I'm imagining that's going to be kicking.
Did you go down there, Trudy, so you and Dee could take pictures?
No, we wanted to walk. She needs to exercise a lot because she needs a hip surgery. Yeah, so she's keeping it, you know, active and trying to keep it warm and active and stuff. So we walked it.
Dee is one person I would think would have a terrible time staying at home.
Dee's nuts!
Very much. A very active person. But then we accidentally had a party after that, too. So
what? With 10 people or more? 10 people or less, no. I mean?
No, 10 people.
Oh, 10 people?
Exactly. And we cut it off to 10 people.
Someone tried to arrive late and they weren't allowed in.
They were ejected.
There's talk of a forensic accountant looking into that party.
Oh, I do want to mention, though, that Mary, who is a big listener of the Drew and Mike podcast and loves the show, made me a ribbon jello. And it's just like a bunch of like layers of it. So it looks like a rainbow, basically. And she made me one of those jellos and I went and picked it up. And she wants to make one for the show when we get on the other side of this. But shout out to Mary
eat jello. Why not?
Yeah. It was excellent. It tasted so good.
You know, I was going to mention Mesa, by the way, is looking for employees. And if you go to likemesa.com, they're looking for, is it 4 dishwashers?
Let me look again.
I think they're looking for a couple of hosts.
Get your resumes ready.
Oh, man. Where is that email?
Hang on. Here it is. They need 5 cooks, 4 dishwashers, 3 hosts, and 3 bartenders/servers.
You hire some girl with no experience, you bang her, you promote her. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
That guy will not be in charge of hiring.
No.
But info@likemesa.com if you want to send your resume in.
Sweet. And thanks to everybody who's been ordering from Mesa, including, you know, Ed sent me an email and he said his wife appreciated the containers so much, she actually took a picture and sent it to a couple friends of the containers. I thought that was so funny.
I mean, I'm not knocking the containers, but how are they any different from...
Mark, check the Mesa container, compare it to other containers.
Plenty
Our
of Mesa containers
kick ass.
All right, cool.
Ask Ed's wife.
That looks delicious.
That was funny. And it keeps the food warm, too.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, so curbside or DoorDash or Grubhub or Uber Eats, or you want to call directly and get curbside pickup. They'll bring it right out to you. 248-545-1940 for Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Hey, what was the, was there something about Free Beer Friday?
Yeah, you're sponsoring Free Beer Friday tomorrow.
Can you explain how that works? That would be today for most people.
Oh, yes, right. Once an
Why
hour.
Why does everybody know this but me?
I'm going to guess you were told at one time.
It was?
I'm going to guess.
Free beer. I think somebody did send me something. I mean, I do remember it.
Sure, do you probably know more about it?
Mesa has been a sponsor. You've given away a lot of free meals over the past year or so. We have Mesa gift cards. And all of us do.
How do you
get stations, iHeart stations are giving away Mesa. So.
Oh, cool.
Oh, how do you get them? What do you do? How do you get them?
Well, for me, you just have to call in and win. That's all.
Okay. No specific time.
But what's Free Beer Friday?
Free Beer Friday is once an hour. I just, you know, call for people to call in and give the $10 free beer.
Oh, I see. So it's a WLZ thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's after you hear this promo right here.
I will punch your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy.
Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
And every Friday, it's a different free beer provider. It's somebody else, another brewery, small breweries, basically, Michigan companies. And that's how it works.
Pretty simple. Already? I feel like we made it a lot harder.
I thought I do too. I thought there was actually free beer going out, and I was kind of wondering how the fuck that was working.
No,
but it's an LZ thing. Okay, well that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So if you want some good Mexican food, fajitas or flautist chicken.
Oh, they're the best.
I can tell you the burgers are fantastic. I love the burgers. I mean, Maz, I thought it was really weird when he said, "Oh, I love the burgers," you know, at a Mexican restaurant. But the burgers are fantastic. They're really good.
Oh, man, this is going to make a primo dump later on.
And the quesadillas rock. The brisket's great with the quesadillas. So anyway, there you go. There's your Mesa plug.
Here's today's plug. Harry and Meghan story for you.
Oh, no.
And here's a bonus Goldie Hawn story for you. are you laughing at them? What, Meghan went already?
Yes. Both of these are ridiculous.
Yes.
Prince Harry. Okay, this clearly it's almost time to go if we're talking about Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have complained to police about drones flying over their new Los Angeles home, fearing it could be a terror threat.
No, it's not a terror threat. They want to get pictures of you and your nice, lovely child.
I mean, doesn't Can someone, you know, maybe it would be the police department, but someone desperately needs to inform them they're not as important as they think. People don't run around worrying about them, worry about terrorizing them or hurting them. They don't need security. I wish some of the criminals in the Los Angeles area would get together and tell them that you got nothing to worry about. We don't want any of your shit.
I'll give him a small benefit because of the way his mom died. However, is moving to Los Angeles and staying.
A lot of people's moms die.
No, I know, but how she died?
She died because she was with the drunk driver.
Well, I know that, but the whole idea.
Nobody's going to chase them. If they would shut up, nobody would ever chase them anywhere.
But if they didn't live in Tyler Perry's house in Los Angeles, you know, they could hide in other places and not be bothered by people.
Well, they don't want to not be bothered, though.
Well, exactly. They really don't. That's the point. So they're going to have to deal with these pitfalls of, you know, what they choose to do. But if they moved to, like, Lawrence, Kansas, nobody would ever spot them.
You're not going
to
believe this. There was a drone that came as low as 20 feet above them, and Archie was outside when it happened.
Oh, no. Oh. Is Archie okay?
No. Yes, he is. But he could have not been okay.
How?
They see these drones coming in at them, and they guess that they are being operated by photographers, but they just can't assume that.
Wait.
In other words, it could be because Meghan received racist death threats at the time of her wedding. By the way, you know, they always call stuff racist. If anybody criticizes Meghan Markle, they call it racist. I just didn't even know she was of color. I had no idea.
Seriously?
No,
I didn't know either until
her mother is black, but I just never knew that.
Okay.
I mean, I would not think.
By looking at her, you didn't know she was a person of
Meghan
color?
Meghan Markle? No, I really didn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, did everybody know?
I didn't either.
And a lot of things that they were claiming were racist were like, no, they just don't like her. Hmm. I guess they assume that if you don't like her, it's got to be racist because there's no way you couldn't like her.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. And then Goldie Hawn, you can hit the outro, Mark.
Ready?
Goldie Hawn told Good Morning Britain, with Piers Morgan, that she's been weeping 3 times a day. Not crying, weeping.
Fake!
We are lucky and I'm incredibly grateful, but I do feel tremendous angst and tremendous sadness.
I've seen girls do this.
Every day, I cry probably 3 times a day because it hurts me to think that there is abuse going on, anger going on, and this all has to do with confinement, fear, and uncertainty about what is going to happen. It's catastrophizing. That's a word. It's not a word. Catastrophizing?
It is to Goldie Hawn. So
it is a word, though.
Just let her be.
So she's crying about all the abuse and anger. Why is there extra abuse because everyone's home?
Yeah.
I guess she's probably right about that.
Yeah, no, there is.
I'm not going to weep about it.
3 times a day?
Yeah.
Maybe she needs to fill her time a little bit better.
I don't think she should be weeping about this.
It's nice that she's thinking about it, but you have to think about it 3 times a day to the point of weeping?
Depression's a very weird thing. But, man, weeping, I really think she needs some, she probably needs some help.
Yeah.
If she's weeping 3 times a day?
Yes. She seems unstable.
Oh, boy. Anyway, hey, it's been a good week over here. Thanks to all our advertisers. And also, we were number 77 in the top 100 yesterday.
Well.
That's really good. Oh, well. I could check real quick and see what we are now.
Oh, you're running out of time.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
No way you get it in.
Chartable, please spell it right. Oh, no, I didn't spell it right.
Oh, no. Pressure's on.
And I misspelled and. Oh, it's coming up. Hold on.
Wait for it.
Number 73.
Everybody get 10 today.
73. Woo-hoo.